He plans to plead not guilty. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The accused 4th of July parade gunman goes to court in Illinois next hour.
The loss of life and these devastating injuries and the overwhelming psychological trauma demand we seek justice.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt is planning more charges on top of 7 counts of murder for Robert Cremo III.
Prosecutors will be asking a judge to deny bail to Cremo at his court hearing.
Fox's Garrett Tenney outside the courthouse.
After police searched the suspect's home, they found a total of 5 guns, 2 rifles, a shotgun, and a pair of handguns, which were all purchased legally, despite several concerning incidents 3 years ago. First, police responded to an attempted suicide, and then a few months later, he was flagged as a clear and present danger after threatening to kill his family.
Also in court today, DACA. The Obama-era program that shielded some immigrants brought here illegally as kids from being deported. Former President Trump failed in his attempt to end it, but Texas was able to block new applications. That's what today's appeals court hearing will consider. In Georgia, the prosecutor investigating the former president's attempt to get election results overturned has subpoenaed Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, also wanting Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani and others on the Trump legal team to testify before a special grand jury. President Biden will travel to Cleveland, Ohio today to put a pension plan funding proposal out there as a new poll puts his approval rating at just 36%.
Monmouth University finding that only 10% of the country believes that things are heading in the right direction, and a staggering 88% believe the country is heading the wrong way. The president certainly trying to walk a fine line with the economy. He told the country on Monday that the economy is growing, but not without pain.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. We are getting another 2-cent break at the pump. Gas is now down 23 straight days, nearly a quarter from its record high. AAA's national average for regular now about $4.78 per gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
On Wall Street, there are slight declines so far. The Dow, down 36 points. The NASDAQ is off by 12. The S&P 500 losing about 3 points. The price of oil is falling even more today, down another dollar after yesterday's plunge. It's back to about $98 a barrel, which could help gas prices keep falling. A lot of kids and teens might not like this. An app many of them use and watch under more scrutiny by the leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Democratic Senator Mark Warner and Republican Marco Rubio want the Federal Trade Commission to look into the social media platform TikTok. They say the request comes in response to reports that TikTok engineers and executives in the People's Republic of China have been allowed to get private data of U.S. users, even though the companies repeatedly told American lawmakers that data was going to be protected. The two are concerned the information on American users may be vulnerable to security services controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Jill Nato, Fox News.
An ice cream maker in Florida is being taken to court, accused of serving up a deadly scoop of Listeria.
79-year-old Mary Billman from Illinois died in January, 2 weeks after visiting her daughter in Sarasota, Florida, where she ate ice cream at the Big Olaf Creamery.
They couldn't go in to say their last goodbyes. They were left with, how did this happen?
The family attorney, Bill Marler, they're suing Big Olaf because Billman died of a Listeria infection. And now the CDC says the creamery is the source for more than 20 cases. The company in a statement says they're cooperating with health inspectors. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
There are more quarterfinal matches at Wimbledon today. Rafael Nadal about to take on American Taylor Fritz. Top seed men's seed Novak Djokovic advanced to the semifinals yesterday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.